Welcome to LandGap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm here today with Laura Arrington and Cindy McKinney and talking about the Christopher Youth Center and a big benefit concert coming up. Cindy, tell me all about what's going on.
Sure. Well, Laura and I are both former electones from NLU or ULM. And what that is, we were a show choir back in the day, no longer exists. Dr. Carol Christopher was our director. She was a professor here for many years. And one of her projects, things she was interested in, was something called the Christopher Youth Center. At the time, it was called Our Place. And we'll tell you a little bit more about that. But we're having a concert. It's a benefit concert for the Christopher Youth Center on June 27th. And we are really trying to find old alums or old electones or just electones.
Just former electones, yeah, thank not you. Old. They're thank not you. Old.
And we want to encourage them to come to the concert. There'll be different former electones that will be performing. And also, we're going to, all of us together, we're going to call all the electones up at the very end to sing a song called Benediction, which is something we always used to close every concert with, kind of like the Carol Burnett Show when she did that. We're so glad we had this time together. Anyway, so we're going to do something like that.
Laura, you're going to be singing at this event. And I need to ask, it's been a year or two since you got out of college. Have you continued to sing, or are you just pulling this out after a little hiatus?
I am a retired music teacher.
Okay.
Retired 3 years ago. So I continue to sing. My husband sings too, and we'll be doing a duet at the concert, as well as a trio with Cindy and Shane Debnam. And the electones used to sing all over Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas. We promoted the school. Mm-hmm. We danced. We had a choreographer, Alvin Louie. We had live band, live instruments, very, very talented people.
This came is kind of that like, group. I mean, I think about nowadays, the kids might know Glee. This is sort of like Glee a few years back.
Very much like that, yes.
So this concert will be at ULM's Bayou Point Event Center. The money's raised to help the Christopher Youth Center. And tell me about Dr. Christopher.
Dr. Christopher taught voice and electones, and supervised the student teacher. She was my supervisor at one time. She was a wonderful person, full of energy, very high-spirited, very picky.
Lots of fun.
Yeah. Sometimes temper could fly because we were a lot of cut-ups. When you mentioned High School Musical, yes, that was very similar.
So,
but she loved us.
So when she retired, she started sending this Christopher Youth Center. Yes. What's the center all about?
Well, it is for really troubled teens in our community. Some of them, if they run away from home and they have no place to stay, and they need services and benefits. She started that, and it's been in existence now for well over 20 years or longer. And she built it up from just her idea. Laura and I were talking about it earlier, and she had an idea that she got from something called Safe Place. And when she started this, it was called Our Place. And then it's just evolved, and, they wanted to do something in her honor, so they renamed it the Christopher Youth Center.
How do folks find out about this concert? What to come to it and support the Christopher Youth Center? What do they do?
Well, they can buy tickets online if they'd like to do that, and that go to the ChristopherYouth.org website, and they can buy their tickets from there. And, of course, they can buy tickets at the door. We take checks, cash, debit, and credit cards. So.
And this is coming up on Saturday, June the 27th. Now, I was a band guy. I mean, I still stay in contact with a lot of my old band people. Do you still see a lot of your former electones from your NLU days?
We see a few. The ones who are around town, some used to play locally, and those of us who were in town would go listen to them play at Enoch's or wherever they were. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, that group, but lots of them are all over the country.
Have y'all had reunions in the past, or is this like the first time in a long time?
We have not. It's the first time in a long time.
Well, this sounds like this is going to be a lot of fun. Cindy, what are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing a song called That's All. And then we're also going to be doing a trio with Laura and Shane Debnam. We're going to do a Down by the River. It's an old Alison Krauss song. And then we have some other folks, Bruce Bennett from West Monroe. He's going to be singing. He's a retired music professor from Belmont College. And his wife, Penny, she plays the piano. She's going to be playing for us. Dean Keltner. Dean played in a couple of local bluegrass bands here in town. She'll be playing and singing. Diane Beal, she's coming from Nashville to sing. Let's see, Mike Sullivan, he's a local performer.
Musician, yeah.
He'll be singing. We also have some folks, trying to think of, well, Lindy, Jesse, she's the one who really kind of spearheaded getting started for us. Let's see.
Lee Denton is heading up the band. Yeah. He's not a former Electone. He's very young.
Right.
But he
well
will be.
Known as a musician.
Yes.
So you've got a live band.
Yes.
You've got an evening of fun along the bayou. Talk to me a little bit about you come out during the evening. What else is going to be happening?
Well, we'll be playing old audio recordings of the Electones from back in the day. So let's see what else we got. We got, I think we have a present, like a little slideshow. And they'll also be talking a lot about the youth center because we really want to get the word out about it.
And food and drinks are going to be available, right?
That's right. They can be purchased.
So this is all going
on at Bayou Point.
Bayou Point. How much are the tickets, Cindy?
They're $20 for ages 11 and above, and then $10 for 10 and below.
I need to ask a couple of things about your former times and your former director. When I got into school in the 90s, I remember the Electones, and then at some point, the Electones, they went away, didn't they?
They did, and when Dr. Christopher retired, then that's when the show choir retired, I think, as well. So I think I was already graduated at that point.
I was,
so where I was. So.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know y'all are looking forward to it. Again, what date is the event?
June 27th.
And
7 o'clock.
It's Laura Arrington, Cindy McKinney. Cindy, how do folks get tickets again?
ChristopherYouth.org is the website they can go to, or they can purchase them at the door. And if you're a former Electone, we really want to encourage you to come and get to catch up with everybody. We've got some little special events for the Electones that we'll be doing, just after the event's over with. But we really want to try to reconnect with everybody and just support the Youth Center because it was something, a passion project for Dr. Christopher.
We encourage folks to find out more. Again, ChristopherYouth.org. And to find out more about this and other events, be sure and visit our website at KEDM.org.